Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. It just, the communists march forward as the fucking people, as the Americans back up. Anyway, it's the 12th day of November 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 56 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's fall day, but at least it ain't, I finally got some rain, and it just ain't so dry feeling anyway. See what we're going to jump into here first. Bill Gates urges world governments to punish anyone who opposes mask and vaccines online. Who in the fuck does this little cocksucker is? Let's find out when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Bill Gates urges world governments to punish anyone who opposes masks and vaccines online. This is from Involve, and it was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Well, Henry Shively urges all the people of the world to punish Bill Gates for the fucking genocide and the crimes against humanity that he has committed in action and in speech. Bill Gates has urged governments worldwide. Who the fuck is he to urge anybody? You ever heard that fucker even being elected for dog catcher? And this, even in this phony corporate fucking elections? Has he ever been elected to any goddamn thing? As I got a big pile of fucking gold and I'm gonna fucking tell you how to live. I'm gonna tell you how to die. I'm gonna get rid of you so I got more elbow fucking room more room to pile my goddamn gold. That's Bill Gates. Worldwide to issue punishments to online users. Come and punish me, motherfucker. Your fucking COVID-19 is a fucking lie. It is a fraud. You are a fraud. Your fucking vaccine is a goddamn bioweapon designed to fucking depopulate the fucking planet. Now, come punish me, motherfucker. In a new 30-minute interview with British politician Jeremy Hunt, Gates discussed pandemic preparedness and the current global vaccine rollout. It's not a fucking vaccine. See the way they do that? They admitted on goddamn the CDC site that it is not a fucking vaccine. It is fucking goddamn gene therapy. It's not a fucking vaccine by the definition of a vaccine, but they say it and then they just keep fucking repeating a lie that they've already told you is a goddamn lie. You know, it's a vaccine. No, it ain't a fucking vaccine. Yeah, there, you better punish me, motherfucker. You come to my house, Bill Gates, you motherfucker, and punish me, you bitch. You couldn't roll my left nut over to the fucking door, you piece of shit. Because for this little prick to fucking just step up just like, well, who the fuck are you, Bill Gates? Well, that's right, you're fucking in fucking cahoots with the pharmaceutical companies. You're wanted for goddamn crimes against humanity in Africa for sterilizing the women over there with your fucking vaccines. You are the son of a bitch that needs to be punished. We need a new, we need a new way of doing the vaccines, Gates told Hunt. No, not vaccines. They're not fucking vaccines. Not vaccines. Bio-fucking-weapons. Bio-weapons. LifeSiteNews.com reports Gates stressed the importance of suppressing what he called false information. You're the fucking false information. You need to be suppressed. You need to be hung by your neck until you are dead for the crimes against humanity you have blatantly committed. You need to be turned over to Africa. They're fucking wanting to prosecute your ass for fucking what you did to their people. Turn them over to fucking Africa. Why does this son of a bitch, is this criminal being harbored in this fucking United States of these Americas? Because it's a fucking corporation, that's why. And this is all the corporate plan to depopulate this fucking planet according to the Georgia Guidestones. Got it? Fuck you, Bill Gates, you little prick. I don't know how you fucking... He pops up, he poke his head up like one of them fucking on that game where the little rodents poke their heads up. You hit him on the head with a hammer. That's poke, poke up. But this motherfucker, who elected that son of a bitch for anything? Do you think that your fucking money gives you power over we the fucking people, you son of a bitch? We'll take your fucking money away from you. We'll take everything you fucking got. We will try you for high fucking treason, for sedition, for violation of the fucking supreme superior absolute law of December 15, 1791, which you are in gross violation of, you fucking robber baron. Your fucking money doesn't buy you balls. It'll buy you some balls, but they're going to get shot off, and then we're coming after your fucking ass, you cocksucker. You declare war on our Bill of Rights, you little son of a bitch. And that's all you are. You're a weaselly little son of a bitch. You never even been in a slap fight with a fucking girl in your life. And but yet that's why your inferiority complex wants you to destroy all the fucking men that can kick your fucking ass, which is everyone from 14 to, not even that, 12. 12 to fucking 90 in this fucking country, you fucking wiener. You spineless piece of shit. LifeSite.com reports Gates stressed the importance of suppressing what he called false information. Well, you don't get to fucking judge what we fucking say, motherfucker. We judge it for ourselves. We're free fucking nationals of this fucking country called the United States of these Americas. We are free. We do it. We judge our information for our fucking selves, prick. And we've already judged what you fucking are by your prima facie of fucking actions, by your prima facie of fucking murder, your fucking genocide on the fucking Africans, your fucking genocide on the fucking world, you little bastard. Surrounding the novel coronavirus and accompanying government-approved vaccines. It's government-approved. How can they cannot see? That's a misnomer. It is not a fucking vaccine, as admitted by the CDC fucking own documents. But here, the government approved a non-vaccine as a vaccine. That's fucking fraud in itself. Right there, isn't it? The FDA, fuck you, FDA. You're a bunch of bought-off motherfucking eugenists. Surrounding the novel coronavirus and accompanying government-approved vaccines, he laminated the rise of so-called mask hesitancy. It's not mask hesitancy, and it's not vaccine hesitancy. What we're telling you is we're not going to wear a fucking diaper, a slave diaper on our face, you little prick, because you are not above us. You are so far below us, we have binoculars to look down to fucking see you, piece of shit. And we're not going to fucking take your non-vaccine. We're not going to take your biological fucking murder weapon, motherfucker. And we're not hesitating. We're telling you fucking no. In no uncertain terms. No to the fucking death, you son of a bitch. You will not fucking violate our rights to procedural due process. You will not remove them. You're not going to have your own goddamn little corporate fiefdom here, motherfucker. We will fucking swarm you. When this shit breaks loose, you fucking... I'll tell you what, that motherfucker's already got his escape plan. I got probably a fucking submarine to get the fuck out of him and fucking Bezos and fucking Zuckerberg and fucking Soros and all these pricks. They got their escape fucking plans ready, people. So when this goes down, one of the first things we got to do is shut off the fucking transportation out of this country. They're not, don't let them get away. But if they do get away, we're still going to fucking get you. We're going to fucking finish these motherfuckers. However many motherfuckers want to die for your fucking agenda, we will kill. If your agenda is to fucking take away our fucking freedom and our liberty, to remove our fucking law, to remove our jurisdictional authority, and we will fucking kill you first. And once the ones that are left will be, I don't care, go to fucking New Zealand, Bill Gates. Because we'll call up New Zealand and say, we want all the fucking wealth you stole, and we're going through the books here. It says how much gold you better be delivering. You got 72 fucking hours to deliver it in that cocksucker Gates that you're harboring over there. For fucking trial in the United States in a common law court by we the people. Or we're going to send you a fucking ICBM, son of a bitch. Don't think we'll do it. Say right now you ain't going to do it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if this vaccine was so good, why is Congress and why is all these illegals they letting in, why they're exempt from it then, since it's such a pandemic out there?
Well, of course.
I mean, it was a damn pandemic. Don't you think everybody should be rushing to get it? But why are these assholes exempt? And you got illegals coming in this country. They're letting these people in, and it's supposed to be a worldwide pandemic, right?
Oh,
come
yeah.
Come on, man. You got two brain cells. Anybody can see that.
Well, it's evident what they're doing because they're displaying, like on the stupid box and even in their writings. We are the elitists. We don't need it because it can't attack our blue blood. Horse shit, it doesn't fucking exist, you son of a bitch.
Damn right, it doesn't.
And the ones that have taken it have taken saline. They haven't taken no goddamn experimental fucking platelets that fucking alter your DNA. This is Mangala bullshit.
I mean, shit, Harry, all of it is, man. I mean, last year, you know, when this first came out, if it was a pandemic, why the hell hospitals are closing? That literally makes no sense.
Well, you had the guy that was sneaking in the hospitals and showing they were dead empty. Nobody would go to the hospital because they were afraid they'd get COVID at the hospital. I mean, even for, I bet people died for things that could have, maybe fucking, they could have been helped with at a hospital that could have stopped their fucking death because they wouldn't go to the hospital because, oh, the COVID is just overrun with COVID. Can't go near there. And not to mention the people, you know, like that's when my brother was dying. And his fucking wife can't come in the same room where he's fucking being examined. So, I mean, that's his fucking, partner in life to start with. But they're also a joint in fucking with one of their phony fucking contracts. Called a marriage fucking contract. So whatever is his business is her half her fucking business. But still, I mean, they just piss all over our fucking rights. They piss all over. None of this shit should exist, people. Keep that in fucking mind. None of it should exist. It exists in violation of the law, of the supreme superior law of this fucking land that we are not fucking enforcing. I don't know. I keep reading the comments. I don't know what other people are listening to, but I must be listening to other people telling, no, don't do it. No, we can't get violent. We gotta sit here. Bend your knees. Get down on your fucking knees. We gotta put your palms down and make it easier on you. Bend over that goddamn, ditch and take that 40 caliber in your fucking brain pan and end this shit for yourself, you fucking cowards. Not shouldn't resist. You shouldn't fucking fight. You shouldn't fucking, don't get violent even when they're beating the hell out of you. When sicking dogs on people that are handcuffed, they watch them chew on them. These sick in the mind son of a bitches. We put up on fucking on their cop day a whole fucking list of fucking the atrocities that have been committed against our people, like was committed against Kelly Thomas. Those motherfuckers who did that man who stood there and put that rubber glove on and said, I'm going to fuck you up. And all of them that beat that kid to death on the side of the sidewalk, handcuffed, all were fucking exonerated people through the fucking Star Chamber King's course, because this is what the fucking queen, that fat little hoe over there on that goddamn fucking throne on in fucking England, this is what she's calling these fucking shots. Her and the fucking Rothschilds and the whole fucking goddamn crown heads of Europe. Because they still think this is a colony, come here and fucking order me about, you fucking cunt. Send your fucking British soldiers over here to order me about, cunt. Where were we here? Instead of relying on social media to regulate what stuff should be circulated, you do not decide what I hear. I mean, this is like somebody saying we're going to, I mean, you talk about the book burner stuff. These people think they're going to decide what information you can hear. You ain't my fucking mommy. You ain't my fucking daddy. My mommy and daddy's been gone for a long fucking time. I listen to whatever I goddamn well please. I interpret it as my mind interprets it, and I act accordingly. You don't fucking tell me what I can hear, what I can write, or what I can see, you son of a bitch. Come to my face, you fuck. I want you to come to my fucking face and tell me that. Tell me you've got the fucking what it takes to tell me what I can look at, read, or hear. Do it! Online, regarding scientific discussions of medicine and COVID shots. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. It has never been isolated. They can't fucking show it. And there is no vaccine for something that doesn't exist. There is a goddamn biological kill agent for the depopulation of this fucking planet, period. Oh, you better punish me, motherfucker. Gates suggested that governments ought to, this is what you ought to do, government. I'll tell you what governments ought to do. They ought to start fucking running. Because you're not fucking governments, you're corporate motherfuckers. And this shit is coming to a fucking screeching halt. And when we come for your fucking asses, what makes you think we're going to fucking stop just because you can get out of this goddamn country? What gives you that goddamn implication in your fucking thought process? Every fucking one of you that has done this to us is gonna fucking answer up. That even counts the cocksuckers, those you Judeo-Christians who have gone along with this fucking, Zio takeover of our fucking goddamn key positions in the fucking government so that we are fucking, well, I don't know. Are we goddamn a colony of fucking Britain or are we a colony of fucking Israel? But both are gonna be fucking destroyed. Fuck you forever thinking you could fucking own and subjugate a fucking American, you son of a bitches. Governments ought to, quote, step up to control censorship of online media after criticizing platforms like Facebook for being a little slow to bring down the hammer. Really? Is that a fucking fact? And who the fuck are you again? Come up here. I want to see what the fuck makes you fucking... You're unelected. You're part of a non-governmental agency. You know, a 501c fucking three, international fucking 501c3, international goddamn foundation. So you don't pay no fucking taxes, right? You little prick. You don't pay no fucking taxes. You don't do no fucking work. You sit on your sorry fucking ass and you steal from other people. That's all you're any good for. And fucking going. And you and your pharmaceutical partners fucking concoct shit to fucking kill off the fucking population of this planet. That's the only way a fucking tiny little spineless worm like you. See, you want to stand up there, you want to sit up there like you're sitting on a throne. You don't fucking dare, do you? You don't dare because you couldn't sit up in the chair first place because you got no spine. You just slither right down in the fucking floor. But you wouldn't dare. There's fucking goddamn kids that kick your fucking ass, punk. And the fucking cocksuckers that'll step up to fight for you, they're fighting for fucking money, and they're gonna be dying for that goddamn money. You have no judicial authority over no one in this goddamn world, you son of a bitch, but only one you have judicial authority over is your fucking self, and I'll meet you in a common law court. Oh, How I would love it. I would just love for you to come up and fucking try to tell me what I'm going to read or ain't going to read or ain't going to see or ain't going to listen to. That would be perfect, but goddamn, to take you into a court and watch you like them Nuremberg trials where your whole body is fucking shaking because you already know what the outcome is. You criminal. You fucking criminal. You have broken the fucking law of we, the people of these United States of America, ratified December 15, 1791, and it's absolute, unalienable fucking law, you little son of a bitch. You have no authority over anyone or anything, and you sure as fuck don't have it over me. Continuing, the technology mogul, he's a technology mogul, people. This is that's some kind of like a czar or some kind of shit. You're nothing, Bill Gates. You fucking are. You're even less of you're not even a fraction of a man. You are fucking little pimp, little punk, little fucking pedophilic, perverted, little prick. And I would love to call you that to your face. Technological mogul heaped yet more, opprobrium, I'm sure there was a fucking easier word for that, on social media giants mocking their motivations regarding content publishing as being far from virtuous, while at the same time advocating for governments to take over the policing of internet discussions. You're at the point where it's too fucking late, fuckhead. This shit is already fucking in motion. It can't be stopped. You motherfuckers are going to get creamed. And send the goddamn Chinese over here in their blue fucking helmets and we'll fucking fertilize this fucking 390 million square miles with our fucking rotten bodies. You got it? We're not afraid of you. You fucking little prick, punk, motherfucker. You know, you're sickening. Arguing that it is not, quote, realistic to expect big tech to moderate heavily enough. You do not moderate my fucking first article, you cocksucker. You are a slimy little bitch motherfucker. I think of something I can't call you. You fucking scum sucking little shit dog motherfucker. You're a punk. You're a liar. You're a criminal. You're the lowest form of life to ever slither across this goddamn planet. Now, how's that for fucking controlling my speech, you son of a bitch? You can buy the fucking mammon that you have stolen from we the people. You can buy up the goddamn servers. You can put a zillion fucking algorithms on it, but there's people listening to me right fucking now, and they're fucking shaking their heads, yes. Because we are so sick of son of a bitches like you and Bezos and fucking Zuckerberg and fucking George Soros and fucking Bernie Sanders and fucking Barack Obama and fucking Barack Obama and fucking AOC and the fucking squad and fucking
Carnival Barker.
There you go, the Carnival Barker. Oh, Mr. fucking, God damn it, what the hell is wrong with me, brain fart? Donald J. Trump! that fucking bastard. That fascist fucking bastard. And fascism pushing, oh, we can do better, we can fuck the people harder with fascism. No, we can fuck them harder here with fucking communism, fascism, communism, fascism. Neither, motherfucker. A hole in the fucking ground's what you're headed for. And we're gonna have our goddamn law back. And we're going to have peace among our fucking people. We are going to have autonomy. We are going to rule ourselves. And there's not going to be no... I don't give a fuck who's out there listening. And I tell you something else, Mark Corn, there ain't going to be no fucking goddamn federal fucking government of any fucking sort. There will be local... There might be local governments, but they're going to be under the fucking... Such a tight leash. It's going to be under like one of them fucking dog chains with the fucking choke chain on it. You fucking so much as mention something goddamn communist or socialist, we'll put your ass against the wall before nightfall, you motherfucker. That's how this country's gonna be. And we're gonna be free and we're gonna be heavily armed and nobody's gonna fuck with us because we're gonna have control of our fucking nuclear arsenal, which will destroy this goddamn planet 10 times. You notice how that, they've taken that out of the news about the communist Chinese, oh how they got us whipping it and bullshit. And they fucking know it. And it's just because of people like us down here going, fuck you. Try it, you son of a bitch. We got enough fucking bombs. It's admitted we have enough bombs to blow this fucking whole planet up 10 times over. And you're going to do, you're threatening us with what? You slant-eyed little son of a bitch, you fat little fuck you. I'd like to take, give me that motherfucker. He thinks he's a bad son of a bitch. Give me that motherfucker for 5 fucking minutes. I'll beat him down into the fucking ground and kick his nuts up into his goddamn ears. Arguing that it is not realistic to expect big tech to moderate heavily enough, Gates suggests that eventually governments will decide. You fucking government does not regulate us. You got that, you cocksucker? We live under the fucking supreme, superior, absolute law of this land, ratified December 15, 1791. And it says that we are the jurisdictional authority. We fucking tell the motherfuckers that work for us what to do for us, if we even decide to have any of these fuckers. Why we ever had that fucking government, it was for fucking industry, and that's the only goddamn reason, people. If we were just a people wanting to naturally, I don't know, melt in with the fucking native people that were already fucking here when we came, and then fucking, you know, all of us become fucking Americans of equality, it would have been no fucking problem. It's these fucking aristocrats. They've been the fucking problem. When the fucking boats first hit the beaches, you didn't find no fucking aristocrats on them, okay? We had to come here and fucking starve and fucking work our fucking asses off to make a fucking safe place for a man to fucking even sit down and get a night's, or lay down and get a night's sleep. And then as soon as it's fucking brought to bear and it's worth something, it can be put to production. Well, now here comes the fucking Lord. Now here comes the important guy. And you know, they're going to say, he's the one that built fucking Jamestown. He's the one that built this fucking place here. He's the same fucking shit. Your fucking history's horse shit. And we all know it. Governments will decide, or supposed wild conspiracy theories, do they have to be double-checked? Do they have to slow down their spread? Do they have to put counter-balancing point views there? You know, I was listening. I can't remember what the fuck I was listening to, but they were talking about they couldn't take this issue to a fucking jury. Because the jury wasn't intelligent enough to fucking figure this out, so the judge would have to do it. And I mean, this whole fucking thing, people, just always keep it in the back of your mind, is to remove the procedural due process that protects you from this fucking shit. The procedural due process is what tells you this is, when it's violated, that is treason and sedition. And then you have, you're supposed to go to the common law court and put forth your grievance. And get your fucking redress, even if it means somebody's fucking head on the chopping block. But they removed that. We're left with the fucking second article. And we're way past time to fucking put it to fucking, to massive fucking use. To use across the goddamn board to get rid of the shit. We are delinquent in our duty. After expressing some dissatisfaction with the global response on COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Gates explained that he now wants to see public politicians. But this is what I want from you politicians. See, I'm a rich motherfucker. Henry wants his fucking Bill of Rights that he was guaranteed. It is the law of this fucking land. He wants his autonomy. He wants to be, but no, you got to listen to me. You see, I've stolen a mountain of fucking gold. I got started out with CIA fucking money. The people's fucking money. To be used to cut their fucking throats. And you gotta listen to me, cause I'm, where's this fucker get an audience? Just because he has fucking a pile of fucking ill-begotten gains? Where is our fucking voice in all of this? The voice of the fucking mass majority out here is against this shit. And they keep coming up against it, you know, like the mass thing. No, everybody's saying, fuck you. And now we're looking at these big shutdowns and shit, which is going to fucking, it'll make things worse. Because, I mean, you better be ready for it. You better have lots of food. Be ready to hold through or shoot through until you can get to that, to the fucking food they're trying to keep from you. Because these dirty little cocksuckers, these non-governmental, you are non-governmental, fucking Bill Gates. You have no authority in this goddamn country, no more than I do. I'll meet you anywhere, you son of a bitch. And you see if you got what it takes to make me do what you want me to do, you cocksucker. I shouldn't call him a cocksucker. He's trying to quit, I heard. Probably a lie. At any rate, after expressing some dissatisfaction with global response, were you dissatisfied? Well, fuck you. You ought to see my dissatisfaction, you son of a bitch. If you felt if you knew what my dissatisfaction felt like, you would fucking hop a plane. You would go to the farthest fucking reaches of this fucking earth and you'd dig a hole and you'd crawl down in it and hide. With the global response of COVID-19, Gates explained that he now wants to see politicians planning for future pandemics. Why all of a sudden, people? All of these fucking years of my life of growing up, I mean, goddamn, you had like I remember when the Hong Kong flu came around one time, you know, and sometimes you'd have a bad cold season. But nothing has ever fucking, because you're building this shit? Is that it, Gates? You're building these future pandemics to try to fucking gain subjugation over we the fucking people? I think we better fucking stop this son of a bitch, people. What do you think? We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then there if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Gotta keep our chin divers up, even if we got the shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't want to wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply. So if you tend to agree and you're
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time. And that was Blind Joe with I Will Not Comply. And I Will Not Comply ain't a fucking enough. It's a goddamn it, we're at fucking war. I'm not going to do with the way. You're going to do it or you're going to fucking fight. You're going to fucking get down on your goddamn knees. You're going to stand up on your fucking feet and fight because the war is fucking on. They've declared war on you as an individual. They've declared war on me as an individual. And not comply. I have never complied with their fucking bullshit. We're not going to comply. We're going to fucking enforce the fucking law on you, son of a bitches. We don't have to comply. We don't even have to say we won't comply. You ain't got the goddamn authority to fucking order it. That's the point. And we were talking about Bill Gates. You going to punish somebody, Billy? You fucking little wimp. You're disgusting. The task force would require they want to get a task force on this to make people fucking comply. Put my name at the top of the fucking list. Tens of billions of dollars in investment from the world's nations to prepare for the possibility of a manufactured bioweapon. Why is there a possibility? Because you're doing it. You're building son of a bitch right now over there in your home fucking country of fucking China, you son of a bitch and communist. You do it. Before we die, we will take you with us, you motherfuckers. So you'd think this would be a priority, he said, predicting that next year will be where those financial allocations have to get made, including the Global Pandemic Task Force. Fucking do it. That way we ain't had nobody to fucking even fucking shoot at in this goddamn war you've declared and taken to the guy. I mean, you have fucking instigated fucking war with us. You're going to need a task fucking force. You're going to need a whole hell of a lot more than that, you son of a bitches. We are going to enforce the law on you and your fucking task force. So bring it on. Scientists are growing COVID vaccine-filled spinach, lettuce, edible plants to replace COVID injections. Well, see. There is no COVID-19, so what they're building, and there is no fucking COVID-19. Well, they're injections, but it's a bio warfare weapon designed to fucking depopulate the planet, which is depopulating at an alarming rate, according to that one guy who I ain't never seen again since he was there for about 10 seconds on fucking Fucker Carlson, looking nervous as a shithouse rat telling the truth. You fucking slime balls. Millions of people who have refused to get the experimental mRNA vaccine may soon be forced to consume the gene therapy in their food. Put it in there, you son of a bitch. That's the last fucking food I'll eat. I won't need no more. Because I'll come for your fucking ass. You try it, you fucking scumbags. Researchers at the University of California, okay, that we know where you're at, were awarded $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation developing technology that infuses experimental mRNA. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccines do not exist. So it's not a COVID-19 vaccine. It's fucking the goddamn biological kill weapon for the fucking world population reduction into spinach, lettuce, and other edible plants. Oh, really? And see, you know, I read through this whole fucking thing and I said, is this going to be labeled? Are they going to label this? I mean, so I guess it has to be voluntary. And when coercion didn't work, when they said, fuck you, shove your job up your ass, see if you can run this fucking country without our fucking intelligence, you son of a bitches. Now we're just going to, why not spray it on us? We're fucking treating us like a goddamn herd of cattle, and it's about time we stampeded their asses. Plain and simple. The team of nanobiotechnology experts is currently working on successfully developing DNA-containing mRNA biotech technology into chlorophates, what it looks like, or chloroplates. The part of the plant that instructs its cells' DNA to replicate the vaccine material. The researchers are tasked with demonstrating that genetically modified plants can produce enough mRNA to replace COVID jabs. So, fuck, if you want to eat, I mean, people told them, because we got food, we'll fucking fight a war with you. We better quit fucking around. We got the bullets. They've cut the fucking ammo off. They have done everything that a fucking attacking army would fucking do. They have tried to completely break our communications, and now they think they're going to fucking, you ain't going to starve us, because we've prepared for you. We've been preparing for you for fucking years. So you're not going to starve us. Well, we'll put it in the fucking food. We'll spray it on you. How about we fucking spray something on you, you son of a bitch? Just hold you down and spray Raid in your fucking face until you quit breathing, you motherfucker. You criminal.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so on October 27th, Yahoo Finance, I don't know if you guys covered this story or not, I just wanted to bring it to your attention. It was titled, Democrats Unveil Billionaire's Tax on Unrealized Capital Gains. And if it's okay, I'd like to read a couple of paragraphs. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, introduced legislation on Wednesday requiring taxpayers with more than $1 billion in assets or more than $100 million in annual income for three consecutive years to pay taxes on unrealized capital gains. There are two tax codes in America, Wyden said in a statement on Wednesday. The first is mandatory for workers who pay taxes out of every paycheck. The second is voluntary for billionaires who defer paying taxes for years, if not indefinitely. The so-called billionaire's income tax would apply to around 700 taxpayers. 700, or 350 million, if you want to count Americans, real Americans, divided by 700 is 500,000 to 1.
Exactly.
We outnumber them 500,000 to 1.
Yep.
You know, so there it is. I mean, they're spelling it out for us right in front of us. 700 billionaires that are running the world, that are ruining our lives, destroying our future, destroying our hopes. That's it. 700.
700. It's maddening. When you consider that we're sitting here with the largest army to ever exist on this goddamn planet, about 10 times fucking over. We could take those 700. I mean, who's going to fucking protect them against fucking 7 billion? I mean, goddamn people, you understand what a bluff is? Yeah, I mean, the fuck, they'd have to unleash such terrible things that would destroy this planet to the point that we wouldn't be worth nobody having. And that was the whole idea of mutual assured destruction. We were going to have, you know, Mary, I try to watch older shit because of fucking this new stuff. I can't stand to even look at it. But, you know, they're talking with the war to end all wars. Think about that. It was so horrible. World War One, the trench fucking warfare, and that we had no goddamn business in, was so fucking horrible that it was supposed to, we could never do that again. What, did it take them 20 fucking years? There we were again. Fucking mass fucking murder on a fucking international fucking scale. These are the same son of a fucking bitches. There's just 700 of them. That ain't even a fucking 1,000 rounds of ammo. And they are telling you what they're going to do. We're going to be gods on this earth. We're going to leave 500 or less a million of you alive to be in perpetual balance with nature so that we can have some children to pedophile. That's all the fucking thing they want you here for, is to serve them, to clean the toe jam off between their toes and hand your little babies over to them, because they can fuck them at 3 years old, you know, according to their Talmud. They can fuck a little baby at fucking 3 years old. Well, it's because it'll forget. It won't remember it. But you've got to remember. I mean, isn't that taking the kind of a part away from the fucking sick fucking thing you're doing to begin with? It's okay to do this sick, demented, fucking immoral fucking. There's no word to describe it. It's okay because the kid will forget. Fuck you. You're going to forget when your fucking brains go blowing out the back of your fucking head, you cocksuckers. You are not going to do this to us. Go ahead.
How you doing, man? It's Jamal.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been a long time, man. I miss you guys. I really do. And hearing this show, it's a good one to come back to, man, because it's hitting a lot of chords with me, you know? I've been putting some things out there. You know, I've been posting some videos that I make and everything because there's a lot going on in life, in my life. And, like, everything you guys are talking about, everything you're talking about on this show, like, I got to say, like I said, it's really hitting me because I'm going through all of that. I know a lot of people who's going through all of this shit. And, you know, on the thing of, like, these 700 billionaires or whoever they are, yeah, they're easily, you know, disposable. They would easily be done. But our real problem, and I made mention of this before, it's you know, the people who protect them. That's these police, that's these their security, their military. And that's what people, not only in this country, but around the world, because I tried to say this before, this is not our military. These are not our police.
Nope.
These are our enemies. These are people who have been and will be used against us, fuckers, and we will. The writing is on the wall, and people are, you know, seeing a lot that and the people I talk to anyway, which I got to tell you, they're not, some of them are really not, and that's why I keep saying in the things that I say, like, the people who are not doing anything or who are telling others, like, don't do anything. They give these excuses of, well, you know, oppose martial law.
You're breaking up, brother.
Do you really believe that they want us to rise up against them? No, of course not. They don't want people rising up. The people actually rose up and demolished these suckers. We would crush them like the fucking roaches that they are.
Yep.
People sitting, you know, supporting the troops and backing the blue and all of that shit. These are the people that I've just had enough with.
Yep.
You know, what shit hits the streets. I'm telling you, I will be out there. If I have to die out there alone, then that's hell I will die on. But I will not let this continue, and I hope what I'm saying makes sense. You know, sometimes I get a little choked up, but it's just, it's very frustrating, and, you know, these people you're talking about can't wait till their day comes, and I want to be happen.
I want to be there, too. I want to pull the fucking handle in the goddamn trap door. I want to see, I mean, these son, I want to prosecute them. I want to take them in front of, in a real fucking court, in the highest court of this fucking land, which is the common law courts, which have been unlawfully removed. I mean, God damn, that should have been enough right there for the people to pick up their guns and fucking just start killing them. You're not taking our goddamn authority away from us, because that's what taking the common law courts out was. It's because of, in 1791, December 15th, their fucking jurisdiction ended. That they had created in violation of their own fucking document, the fucking, the first constitution, because they created the office of attorney general and declared original jurisdiction over the fucking people. That means that you're in charge. At the same time, they're telling, we're going to be your servants, and we're going to be your fucking, how dumb are people? How dumb were they? They should have killed every one of them son of a bitches back then. This time, we're going to take care of this fucking problem. There ain't going to be no continental conventions and a bunch of fucking redneck motherfuckers and goddamn industrial son of a bitches who want corporate welfare for this whole fucking country from now till it's fucking gone. You're not going to get another goddamn fucking body called the fucking, like the fucking Fed. You know, they call it the Fed. The Fed has never been fucking recognized by we the people. It's never been ratified by we the people. Most people don't understand that. The Bill of Rights was ratified by the individual states' legislators, who were the legislators being elected directly by we the people. That's why it is the fucking law of this land. Admiralty law is the law of the fucking sea. We're not on the sea, but they're bringing it here because it is totalitarian, it is dictatorship, and they're doing it on the Queen's mark because it is being done under the goddamn British accredited registry. So that's a mark of fucking, just like they give the fucking pirates, just like the kings of old gave the pirates the fucking steal. I mean, you could go ahead and raid ships and stuff and do it in the name of the fucking British Empire and all this shit right now that we're fucking suffering under this goddamn administrative admiral, this lawless, fucking criminal violation of our fucking law known as administrative admiralty is fucking, I mean, it's already been here, and that's one of the things that the people fought to get the fuck rid of. You cannot have justice when the goddamn money fucking does the ruling. Money doesn't have a conscience. Money doesn't have a fucking brain. It just, the people that get infected with the sickness of fucking greed, they want more and more and more and more. And like I said, pretty soon you reach the point to where they can buy any material item on the fucking planet. Anything that, like these little fuckers riding up, Bezos and Captain Kirk riding up into space for a joy fucking ride. While people in this country are living under goddamn bridges and fucking goddamn under freeway bypasses, where these are the people that paid for that fucking technology. It's just like this new thing with those Chinese hyper fucking missiles. Nothing new. About 6, 8, 7 years ago, the Russians already fucking had them. They talked about them. I mean, it was a short period. They talked about them for about 1 week. They brought it up a few times. But that's nothing fucking new. And these fucking, you know, and they're coming up and they're telling you, China has declared that they're going to rule the world. Really? You haven't fired our missiles yet? You make a declaration like that. Isn't that a declaration of war? Just like with the goddamn ACLU? We're going to destroy the fucking Bill of Rights. That is a declaration of fucking war. The people who originally fought for this fucking country at fucking Lexington and Concord, that's what they were fucking fighting over. The fucking admiralty courts and the fact that these cocksucking King George thought he fucking owned them and everything that they had accomplished in their country, their lands that they had fucking chopped out of the fucking wilderness, fighting Indians along the fucking way, displacing them in the name of the crown. But see, the fucking Indians, they sucked up to the fucking crown because they had all the good. They could bring fucking wagon loads of goodies for them, you know, to be on our side in this fucking war. Kill those goddamn Americans. Well, that was a bad decision for the Iroquois, wasn't it? Because they all ended up in fucking Canada. Now they've come, I mean, what the fuck happened to goddamn it? You know, you fucked me once and that's it. Now they're coming back down here. They have casinos. They have better fucking lives than we do, people. Those were the savages on the fucking frontier that burned the frontier to the fucking ground, killed people by the fucking scores, Americans. And then when the fucking war was over and they had chosen the side that lost, they had to go up into goddamn Mother Canada, where their fucking queen or their king's fucking goddamn authority fucking still existed. Now they're back here, they got casinos, they got everything, they got fucking better shit than we fucking got. And they never had to work for it at all. They were wrong, don't you know? When they were out there killing fucking Americans for them fucking redcoats, we were wronging them and killing them bastards back and driving their fucking asses out. It's all upside down and backwards. Go ahead, Misty.
Yeah, I mean, the other issue I always look at is, I understand we're not supposed to have a standing military, so,
yep.
You know, I do understand that. The issue here that I look at or ponder on is how many of the upper rank are communists themselves. So,
of course they are.
You know, you got China threatening this. Well, you know, there's more of the officers, generals that are communists running this so-called military,
yep,
that you can't fucking trust either.
Well, you look at it like this. At the same time that they're fucking telling us they're going to build this big, huge plant, and they're going to give these Chinese all this infrastructure, all these fucking no taxes for 10 years, and all this shit to build this fucking corn, this plant to turn corn into fucking gasoline, I suppose. And they got their, you know, they got their arm right around that fucking Z's fucking neck, you know, good old boy buddy. They're telling you that the Chinese intend to fucking conquer the fucking world, that they intend to conquer you. So you got your arm around and you're selling goddamn America, which you cannot do because you haven't taken it from the fucking owners through the due process of the law. What they have done is strong arm robbery, and there is no fucking law but the Bill of Rights. And as they have removed the fucking apparatus being the fucking common law courts where we get our redress for our grievance and get our shit back, all that's left is that second article. And that second article wasn't put there for fucking target shooting. It wasn't put in there for hunting. It was for putting there for fucking killing fucking tyrants that try to take your fucking freedom and liberties away. That violate your fucking law. That violate your autonomy. That's what those fucking guns are for. And see, they're not getting on. See, they're having a big problem. That's why they have to keep it. At the same time, they got their arm around the goddamn Z's neck. You know, oh yeah, well, come on over here, buddy. Yeah, bring you. Yeah, we'll give you. We'll pay for the whole thing in the fucking end. And an American won't own it. A fucking Chinaman will own it, which means that the empire of fucking China owns it. There's no private property under communism, people. It will belong to the Chinese fucking government. And they will be, and when they send fucking troops over here, because we bust loose on these son of a bitches, that'll be the excuse. To protect their fucking interests. They allowed them cocksuckers to have banks in our sovereign fucking country. I mean, that should have knocked anybody off their fucking chair. That should have been enough right there to say, no fucking way are you going to do that. But they're setting us up because they need the what they figure to be the most totalitarian, meanest motherfuckers that can fucking inflict tyranny on people. That's who they want fucking here for us kowtowing at. We don't kowtow, motherfuckers. We will kill every fucking one of you. I see they show me every day you marching by and turning your head there. You're a bunch of fucking losers. You're a bunch of fucking punks because you allow somebody else to control your fucking will. You ain't never met up with a motherfucker that has their own will and tried to take it away from them for fucking a government that fucking oppresses you, that pisses on you, that parts you out if they choose, that holds fucking slaves, Muslim slaves, cotton pickers out in the cotton field. God damn, we're some terrible son of a bitches over here. We're racist, don't you know? But they have Muslims over there that are slaves. Openly, they have slaves. It's just like fucking Israel attacking across borders. I mean, just at fucking random. And that's supposed to be a violation of international law. If you cross somebody's border and attack them without declaring fucking war, isn't it? I guess the fucking gloves are off and we're in a fucking dogfight. Because that's what this fucking equates to. And people better fucking wake up to it. They got their arm around Xi, that fat little fuck. They got their arm around and given to the guy, they're handing this country over to the fucking Chinese. For the fucking, loans that they made to them in our fucking name that they couldn't make. You can't make a loan in my name. I didn't sign that son of a bitch. I owe nothing. I didn't agree to nothing. And even if I did, you can't make a goddamn contract that enslaves me, you son of a bitch. The ninth article forbids it. You can't make a fucking goddamn, you can't make any kind of fucking policy that fucking denies or disparages any one of my fucking rights, which are that body of law. No, it is the common law for the United States of these Americas. And I'm telling you, people, you think about it. You think about them having their arm around that son of a bitch while they're telling you, and China's decided they're going to conquer the world, and the fucking American military is wearing fucking pink fucking high heels, throwing every man that was a fucking man. It ain't American military to start with. What they're calling the American military, the Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, whatever, fucking Coast Guard. They're calling, the people they're calling in, they're all mostly fucking women. You got mostly fucking women. And they're getting just like the other day in fucking, I think it was Nevada, the war game stuff where they got fucking handed their ass by the fucking British. And I believe it. You look who's fucking running this shit and you want a third world country, put third world motherfucking leaders in fucking control and you'll have it. You'll have Idi Amin at the top. If that's what you place there and to say that we the people are doing this is bullshit. That's why we've always said unregistered to vote. Then they can't say we have nothing to do with this. They say, oh, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Fuck you. If you do vote, you can't complain. Because you're giving acquiescence to goddamn treason, you fucking fool. You fucking traitor. At any rate, we've made it across the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And just look at this shit. Just step back and just, I mean, just look at it for what it fucking is. Couldn't get more blatant if they just stood there and it was spit coming out of their mouth and screamed it in your face. You're a fucking slave. You're going to be a fucking slave. We're taking your country. We're taking everything you fucking have. And we're going to put you down there with them goddamn peons. You're going to put you down there with them fucking coolies, them peasants, them serfs, them fucking nobody nothing motherfuckers. We want our goddamn holy rule back. And when it happens, it will be God's will, because God wants fucking murder and slimy motherfucking scumbag son of a bitches to be in fucking control so that they can torture the fuck out of the people, because that's what being alive on this planet's all about. My fucking asshole! And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!